The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Dropping truth bombs on the left. This is The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Answer, I'm Jennifer Horn.
I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And don't forget, we are just about 45 minutes away from our world-famous Friday free-for-all. It's how we start our weekends here on The Morning Answer, and it's fun. Your thoughts unscreened for content. You can complain, compliment, comment, make a suggestion, tell us a joke, make up a limerick. The floor is yours. It's like radio Twitter. You just have to keep it clean and entertaining and, of course, pithy.
Of course.
Otherwise, you get the Grant gong.
It's the most important.
That's right. We'll tell you when to call for that. In the meantime, the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta.
Bonta.
It's a great name for Trump to say, isn't it? Bonta.
Rob Bonta.
And two local law school professors this Wednesday said that San Clemente City Council members can pass a resolution outlawing abortion in the city, but it's unenforceable. Now, think about this. San Clemente City Council members are expected to consider a resolution at their meeting, which will happen on August 16th, which would declare the city, can you even imagine, we're talking about this in California, a sanctuary of life as well as an abortion-free zone. The Attorney General, Rob Bonta, didn't like that because, you know, Gavin Newsom has made California a sanctuary state for people wanting abortions. In California, he says the right to choose remains fully protected and abortion remains fully legal within our state. He said that he's committed to defending reproductive freedom and state law. Now, one of the city councilwomen, Laura Ferguson, said that she was approached by the mayor, Gene James, to introduce the resolution last month, but declined. Now, Steve Knobloch brought it up at the July 19th meeting. Ferguson said she has high regard for him, but that she disagrees with him on this issue. However, most city officials seem to be in agreement with Councilman Knobloch, and they look like they could probably pass this through and make San Clemente a city that is a sanctuary for life.
A sanctuary for life sounds good to me.
What do you think about that? 855-785-8255, 855-785-8255.
Look, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jen, you know better than I, you know, as of now just starting to really learn California. And I've always kind of known California, been in and around the state for a long time, spent a lot of time up in, you know, Santa Barbara area, Ohio.
Oh, your parents live there, right? Your parents and your sister.
Yeah. San Clemente, though, seems to me it's a pretty conservative little
Orange
area.
County, yeah.
Orange County, right? So I just love the fact that a California town is doing this. We expect this from some little town in Texas or, you know, maybe some little town in Oklahoma to do this. But you don't expect it to come from a town in California. And this is why it's a good thing. And it's taken the fight to Sacramento, not just Washington, but Sacramento.
Well, and if anything, it just gives some publicity to the fact that not everybody is in agreement with some of the extreme policies when it comes to abortion here in the state. So even if they say it's not enforceable, and that's what the attorney general says, and even one of the councilwoman Ferguson says that she feels like they're out of their lane, that this resolution would be symbolic and non-binding. But even if that's the truth, it still suggests that the position of this city is one that is protective of life. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a welcome addition to the landscape in California. 855-785-8255. What do you think about that?
Well, I think a sanctuary of life is very good. And I think more cities should become a sanctuary of life. And I think other cities should become a sanctuary for safety.
Wouldn't that be nice? How about inexpensive housing? We have a sanctuary for that, too. The political science and law professor at UC Irvine is Tony Smith. He says that this is just cheap political theater, not meant to do anything but drive division. 855-785-8255. Now, my head did a little yesterday when I hear the news that Burbank, the beautiful city of Burbank, the city in which I used to desire to live, well, they're not going to allow anybody to do outdoor watering anymore. So we already are on water restrictions with places, most counties in California either allowing people to water once or twice a week.
Okay.
But now Burbank yesterday came out and said that they are cutting down. They're getting their water from the Colorado River. They said that the water supply into the city needs to be fixed. There was a leak, apparently. The city had to take water from the State Water Project, and so now they have to do what they can to conserve. And so they're banning watering entirely in Burbank.
Okay, so you ban watering entirely. You are going to kill grass, lawns, flowers. And guess what happens, Jen? Guess what happens?
What happens?
That costs you more freaking money.
Yeah, because right? Then you have to replant everything.
Can you imagine having to resod your front yard because Burbank says you can't water anymore?
Or put in, even if you put in drought tolerant stuff, it's still going to take a long time for this, and it takes a lot of money and a lot of resources to let everything die. It also ups the fire danger when you have everything that's dead around you. And let's be honest, it makes you look like a third world, you know what? I mean, it doesn't make you look great when you're driving around Burbank, home to, by the way, gateway to all of the most major Hollywood studios are in Burbank. And now it's going to be everything dead. What do you bet the county might get to hold on to watering privileges, but the people will have to give them up? The reason that my head exploded with this one, though, is that in the same paper, like this morning's paper, look at the LA Times, not making this up. They've got the story about Burbank stopping watering. And then this headline, Dry Catalina gets relief from desalination plant. The facility provides 40% of Avalon's drinking water. Now, if you're reading the paper and you're in Burbank and you see I don't even get to water my lawn, and then in the next column over, you see that Catalina's doing great because they have a desalination plant, wouldn't the dopes that are running this state realize it's time to investigate this, to tell the EPA, to pardon the pun, pound sand, and let's start doing some desalinating of water? Hello? It's working in Catalina. Why can't we do it here?
You know, by my assessment, there's two golf courses in Burbank that I can think of.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What are they going to do? I know you think that's funny. Do you know how expensive it is to replace
Lakeside?
A green?
Are you
Lakeside.
Kidding?
Lakeside.
Yes, and Lakeside, by the way, you laughed when I talked about Vin Scully this week and meeting him a few times. Lakeside Country Club is one of the places I met Vin Scully.
Okay. So Lakeside is one of them.
And a lot of famous people, including some famous radio people, golf at that place all the time.
Right. So
it's going to be a sand pit.
What are they going to do? I would imagine they're going to allow golf courses to water. They'd have to. Literally, the damage you do is tens of millions of dollars.
It's just ridiculous. And seriously, in the column next to the story about Burbank, you've got this story about how Catalina is getting their drinking water from desalinating ocean water.
Yeah. You know
the
what
environmentalists
I think we
don't like it because they're afraid that it's going to use too much fossil fuels to create the process. Get over it. People, you know what? When you're dying of thirst, environmentalists, you're going to really wish that you had some foresight right now.
Actually, to save water, I think we should outlaw drinking water. So you can still water your plants. You just can't drink water in town.
That's a great idea, Grant. Really, solve some problems.
No. Bottled water. You just go with bottled water. And then see how they like their government when they're spending money on bottled water all day long. See, this is tough love.
I see. It's tough love. I know. You got to get that Aquafina in there. 855-785-8255. Can chime in on that. Now, maybe somebody who can help audit the State Water Project. That might be great. Lanhee Chen, running for state controller here in California. He joins us as your Friday Morning Answer continues.
Free speech has a home in Southern California and around the world.
Jen, the boss here, is finally allowing to talk about China and my space race story that really is important.
In just about 30 seconds, do you mind?
It's The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Thanks for joining us. Finally a Friday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And really excited to welcome back our friend Lanhee Chen. He is, well, Republicans' great hope come November in the state of California, a Republican running for state controller. And really probably the odds-on favorite for that office. We are pulling for him. You can follow him at Lanhee Chen. Lanhee, it's so nice to see you and have you back here again on The Morning Answer. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you again.
You know, before you joined us, we were talking about water in the state of California. And my head like almost popped off my shoulders reading the LA Times this morning, as it does sometimes, although they endorsed you. They did get something right. But yeah. I was reading about the full-on watering ban that's going on in the city of Burbank. They had a leak. They get their water from the Colorado River. But right next to it, like literally in the column over from that, was this big article about Catalina and how they are thriving in Avalon, and they get 40% of their water from a desalination plant. Now, in the Office of Controller, you can't make those big decisions that the governor can make, but certainly you can see where the waste and the corruption is going when it comes to our water infrastructure in the state, because there has to be a lot of it, Lonnie.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. So one of the things the controller can do, as a lot of your listeners may know, we have borrowed a ton of money in the state of California over the last 10 years to address water infrastructure. We've known this is a big problem in our state, right? We know that we have a problem with water capture and conveyance. Folks in the southern part of the state, we have a tremendous amount of water use needs, both in Southern California as well as into the Central Valley, where we've got great farmers and ranchers producing tremendous amounts for the California economy. But here's the problem. You have all this money we've borrowed to do stuff about water storage and getting water from one place to another. Where's all that money gone?
Mm-hmm.
Have we actually built the infrastructure? Have we actually done the things necessary to ensure that we don't need these watering bans in places like Burbank and other parts of SoCal? So I'm greatly concerned, because as I look at all of this money, I mean, I'm talking about billions upon billions of dollars sloshing around. Where's all that money gone? We still don't have effective water storage. We still don't have a way to get water really effectively from north to south. We haven't invested, you know, you mentioned desalination. We haven't invested in greater ways of taking, for example, ocean water and making it actually drinkable and usable. So the problem in California usually is not that we don't have the solution. It's just we don't have the political will to get things done.
You know, Lonnie, when you look at your campaign, I mean, and it's not something we think about as a high-profile office, but it may have more power than any other office to kind of rein some of these things back in. I would think the establishment, which is really the establishment left in Sacramento, would be scared to death of a guy like you, because whether or not we're talking about water or we're talking about any other agency, you know, you ask the one simple question, where has the money gone? You're not going to be able to get it all done in, what's the term, 4 years?
Yeah, it's 4 years. It's 4 years. And you know what? I'm sure that there are a lot of people up there who are worried, because here's the thing. My opponent is straight out of the establishment Democratic Sacramento Insider Club. And if she goes up there, nothing's going to change. All right? Nothing is going to change. She's going to hang out with her buddies. In fact, you know, we were just talking yesterday about an interview she did recently where she brags about how close she is to Gavin Newsom and other leaders around Sacramento, and how before getting an audit out to the public, she's going to share the results with her friends first, mm-hmm. and ask them, is there anything we can do about this? I mean, this is the kind of, you know, Californians don't want a collaborator. They want a controller. Okay. They want someone who's going to go up there and defend taxpayers. And we don't have that right now. So this is why this office is critically important. I would say this. If people want a voice in Sacramento on how their tax money is used, this controller's office is incredibly important, because we need a watchdog up there. And that's what I'm going. That's why I'm running for this office. That's why I care deeply about what happens with this office, because I think taxpayers deserve a voice in Sacramento.
Can you let us know how you would communicate that to the people? Because I think so oftentimes, especially when it comes to financial matters, people just glaze over. They don't want to think about it in their own lives, much less in the state. But we all feel how expensive it is to live here, how much we pay in gas taxes, how much we pay in property taxes, in our local sales taxes, and all of the things. I've often thought that if people got like a simplified report, almost like if you were a stockholder in a company, so you could see where the money is being spent, where the gains are being made, then maybe people would be a little more engaged. Lonnie, how would you, if you can get into that controller's office, communicate what's really going on with the people and bypass a pretty liberal media?
Yeah, let me give you two ideas that I have, Jen, that I think would be helpful. Number one is, I would love to produce an app that you can get on your phone, where you can go and look up, if you're curious how much the state is spending on any given thing, you can look it up and up all the different expenditures and all the different checks the state has written for various priorities. You know, we talk about the homeless crisis. I know in LA, it's still a huge problem. It's a huge problem in San Francisco as well. And we've spent $20 billion to address this thing, and I'm pretty sure the problem hasn't gotten better.
No.
And I think people are really curious where all that money goes. So the first thing I want to do is give people an easy way to get access to all the state expenditures, a website, an app. Let's put all that stuff online. Let's open up the books. But number two, I think it's really important for us to communicate about money and about spending in a way that people understand for their own lives. One of the things that I talk about is, you know, we throw numbers like $20 billion around. I want people to understand when the state went and they took your money in the unemployment insurance program scam and sent it to prisoners in state prison, people in Russia and China, they sent $20 billion of your money. Now, what does $20 billion mean? That means 230,000 new teachers. It means 200,000 new cops. It means paying your gas taxes. You know how expensive gas bill is. Mm-hmm. Paying your gas taxes for two whole years.
Wow.
And people should be outraged at how Sacramento is misspending and wasting their money. So I'm going to talk to people very plainly about what the challenges are and say, listen, if you want your money to be spent more wisely, here's how it could be spent more wisely. Let me tell you exactly what they need to do. And so I'm about communicating with people directly, and we have the power and the ability to do that, to bypass the media when they don't want to report on the stories that are happening in Sacramento. So I'm a big believer in using the controller's office to tell people and help them understand, hey, here's what's going on with your money.
Now, in a perfect world, and we understand, we don't live in one. We have Disneyland in California, but we don't live in really Disneyland. I think many on the left want to live in Disneyland, but it's not possible. The question becomes, all that makes sense to Republicans. You're going to have a real hard time winning if you just recruit Republicans. You've got to go talk to Democrats, and somehow you've got to make this a nonpartisan issue, which is really just about saving tax dollars so ultimately they can be spent. I don't even know if you tell them in a proper fiscally well way, but just so they can not be wasted, maybe Democrats can get on board with the stop wasting money. But you've got to come up with a message that resonates with Democrats too, don't you, Lonnie? In about 30 seconds,
yeah.
We'll give you the last word.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely, Grant. I mean, this is why, I mean, you guys mentioned the LA Times. They haven't endorsed a Republican in a long time. They endorse me because even they're sick of it. And the point I make to whether you're a Democrat, Republican, whatever you are, you should want your tax dollars to be spent well. We might disagree on exactly how we want to spend that money, but let's figure out first where the money's going. And if you really want, again, it comes back down to this. The controller's office is for a watchdog, not a lapdog. And I think we ought to agree, whether we're Republicans or Democrats or whoever, that we want our money to be spent wisely and smartly and have accountability. So the themes I'm running on, Grant and Jennifer, they're not partisan themes, all right? They're good government themes. They're competence themes. And that's what we need to restore some up to Sacramento. Let's get some competence up there, please.
Wouldn't that be nice? I would like some competence up in Sacramento. Lonnie Chen, he's very competent. You can check him out at Lonnie Chen and also on his website, Chen for California, C-H-E-N for California.com. Get involved with his campaign if you can. And Lonnie, we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. All the best.
Thank you. All the best to you as we continue. Well, a focus on the border at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. What did we learn about who's crossing into this country right now? First, we check the roads and your headlines with our newsman, Larry Marino, as your Friday Morning Answer continues.
This is the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
It sure is. We are happy to have you with us today. Happy Friday. Hope you've got a good weekend planned ahead. I'm Jennifer Horn. And Grant Stinchfield cannot be heard. Can you check on that connection there, Josh? Grant's in Texas today, and he's there for CPAC, and he will be, I guess, along momentarily. So they are working with him. If you could just give Grant a phone call. Okay. All right. So we'll get connected here in a moment. In the meantime, I want to tell you that we are just a few minutes away from our world famous Friday free for all. Your thoughts unscreened for content. You can call, complain, compliment, comment. Tell us a joke. You can write a limerick. The floor is yours. You just got to keep it pithy, keep it entertaining, and, of course, keep it to one thought. And the number we'll give you in just a moment, 855-785-8255. You can dial in for that when we tell you, coming up here in just a few minutes. Now, making news today, the last hope for Republicans and for those who, I don't know, value the healthy economy of the United States, Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona was the last hope the Democrats would not be able to pass through their so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Kyrsten Sinema on Thursday evening saying that she would indeed support President Biden's domestic agenda. And there was a lot of pressure on her to do so. She said that she was going to read through everything to see what she thought. She took her time with it. And yesterday evening came out in support of this. Something that has a lot of people concerned. We'll hear from some of those. But Grant, are you with us now?
I am. Yes. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We're just talking about Kyrsten Sinema, who has now offered her support for Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, or so they call it. Larry Kudlow talked about this bill and said that he's with the 236 other economists who think that this bill is bad news for Americans.
We now have all these big shot economic models directly contradicting the Manchin-Schumer bill. We have the CBO, we have Joint Tax, we have Penn Wharton, and we have the Tax Foundation. But we know that this crazy bill would increase federal spending quite a lot, which could well turn into higher future inflation.
So this seems to be bad news. It's not just Larry Kudlow. It's not just most Republicans who say so, but now a growing list of 238 economists who say that this is going to raise prices, raise taxes, and make inflation worse in the for the immediate future for American people.
Do you know what's interesting is we don't need an economist to tell us this.
You just need a working brain cell.
You just need working brain cells. Anybody that's anybody with a brain, as you said, can go read this bill, can go through it, can parse through it, and you'll see that it's bad for America. It's another giant spending package, which is what America doesn't need. There's a reason why we have inflation. It's because the Democrats are spending out of control amounts of money.
Yeah.
And so they want to spend more out of control amounts of money. And this is what we get.
And this is going to let them do it. And you've got Joe Manchin, who looks really hypocritical because he is on tape saying that during times of inflation, during times of recession, more spending is not the answer. Yet he has signed his name to this bill saying that it just closes loopholes, that it doesn't raise taxes on Americans. But certainly a growing list of people, if you read through this, will find that it actually does raise taxes on Americans, and not just the richest, as Biden likes to target, saying that over those making over $400,000 are the ones who are going to be targeted by his tax plan. No, this is for everybody. Those making over and under $400,000. Senator Chris Coons, who says a big supporter of Joe Biden, who says this plan is necessary. And he says that we need more tax enforcement. Now, if you believe that, I've got oceanfront property for you in Arizona, because I don't think any American thinks we need more IRS agents and enforcement. Give me a break.
That's right. It increases tax enforcement so that those companies, those Americans who owe taxes but avoid paying them, have to pay their fair share. Those of us who do pay our taxes year in and year out would like to see more effective, more professional tax enforcement, and the significant additional revenue from reducing prescription drug prices, negotiating prescription drugs.
They want to promise all these things that people will react to, right? Oh, mm-hmm. We're going to lower the cost of drug prices. We're going to bring down inflation.
They're high because Biden raised them. They were lower under President Trump.
Well, very good. You know, you could have just left it as they're high. And then not said anything else after that, because that's what the Democrats seem to be, is they're high.
You know what's really interesting, just speaking of more enforcement, a few weeks ago we had Representative Matt Gaetz on this program, the representative, the congressman from Florida, who brought to our attention this story about the IRS trying to gather in and acquire ammunition. They were gathering it up, and we thought, well, that's weird. Why is the IRS doing that, especially in such an anti-gun administration? Why? You know, they don't want us to have guns. They don't want the American people to have them to practice our Second Amendment rights. But the IRS can buy up lots of ammo. Well, Matt Gaetz this week announced that he has a new bill that's called the Disarm the IRS Act, which would ban the IRS from purchasing ammunition. They've already stockpiled, are you ready for this, 5 million rounds of ammunition. This year alone, the IRS has purchased $725,000 worth of ammo. And Matt Gaetz says, I'm not against stockpiling ammunition, but you shouldn't have to be a D.C. accountant to do it. He said you ought to be a mechanic in Pensacola if you want to buy ammunition, not necessarily the Biden administration's IRS.
Yeah. What does the IRS need all this ammunition for other than training? Look, IRS agents do carry firearms. I'm not saying there are not times where they might need a firearm. I mean, typically they investigate financial crimes, but oftentimes they're investigating financial crimes tied to very violent people, and that's how you get them. We all remember how we captured Al Capone. It was the IRS that captured Al Capone, right? So I understand the IRS needs to carry firearms if they're a legitimate, well-meaning IRS. The problem right now is I don't see a well-meaning IRS. I see an IRS that's being weaponized against the American population. And I'm not even convinced just conservatives. I think literally every American, because Joe Biden's trying to scratch and scrounge every dime he can from Americans. So he's going to unleash the power of the IRS on them. But in the end, what do you need all this ammunition for? Training is one. Of course, you're going to carry firearms. You need to train. But it seems to be like an awful lot of ammunition. For what reason?
Politicizing the IRS, I think, was brought to our attention by Lois Lerner under the Obama administration. But look, this is not unique to Democrats. As you mentioned, we should not have a government that can use the IRS as a weapon. It should be there to enforce people, right, paying their taxes, make sure that everything is being spent properly, collected properly. But we don't need them to go out there and make enemies of people who might stand against the administration in power. Certainly that's not the purpose. And it's disturbing when you have an administration that's so anti-gun, that doesn't want you to have a gun or be able to buy multiple rounds of ammunition at the same time in one transaction. But yet they're perfectly fine with allowing their IRS agents to have 50 million rounds of ammunition in their stockpile.
Was it 50 million?
That's how much they've got. 50 million
or
rounds.
5 million.
Oh, what did I tell you? 5 million, maybe. Okay, well, fine. I'm being dramatic. Five million rounds.
Drama is great anyway.
No fake news here.
250 million rounds.
A gazillion rounds of ammunition.
A gazillion rounds.
5 million, though. I mean, what is it? 5 million, 50 million at that point, does it even matter?
Yeah.
More than 10.
It's a lot. All right. So, listen, we got Friday Free For All coming up now, don't we?
We do. Are you ready? So here's how it works. Actually, Grant, you want to tell them how it works? Give them the rules.
How it works is that you got to keep it piffy. You gotta be funny, maybe emotional. I don't, it doesn't even have to be funny. Just invoke some
good
emotion here.
Right.
Make it a good call and
don't
keep
mess
it clean.
Up. Yeah.
And don't mess up.
Don't cuss.
And you can, anything you want.
If you want to be inspired, complain, compliment, comment, suggest a story, suggest a guest, someone you'd like us to talk to. Maybe you tell us a joke. You can write a limerick. That's very popular. But it's one thought only. Keep it clean. The world famous Friday free-for-all. Now is the time. Load up the phone lines. 855-785-8255. 855-785-8255. The world famous Friday free-for-all happens next on The Morning Answer.
The Morning Answer is Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
You know what they call me? They call me Don Juan.
They do?
You know that?
Who does?
Yes, they call me Don Juan.
Jens, you're America first conservative.
And all the chicks call me Don Juan. You know why?
Grant, our constitutional patriot.
Because the chicks don't want anything to do with me.
Now, The Morning Answer is on.
We are on, and we are celebrating Friday. If you are new to the program, welcome to The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I am Grant Stinchfield with my gong.
Oh, he's ready. He's ready. So for those of you who haven't heard before, the way we start our weekends here on The Morning Answer is with the world famous Friday free-for-all. It means the floor is yours. We just open up the phone lines. You get to call in. We don't worry about what you want to talk about. You can complain, compliment, comment, make a suggestion, tell us a joke, tell us a limerick. The floor is yours. It's like radio Twitter, but you got to keep it pithy, keep it entertaining, or you get the Grant gong. We're going to do that in just one moment from right now. But some of you may be traveling to Dodger Stadium today. If you are, the Dodgers are going to be paying tribute to a legendary broadcaster. We lost him, the legend, the icon, Vin Scully, this week. They'll be wearing a commemorative black patch featuring a microphone and Vin on their uniforms. They'll be doing a pregame celebration today as they return to Dodger Stadium in honor of Vin Scully, who died on Tuesday at the age of 94. So there'll be a nice tribute tonight at Dodger Stadium, something I'm sure will be televised. If you want to take a look, you can watch it. Also, City Hall last night turned blue for the Dodgers, for Vin Scully, in honor of his passing.
How great is that going to be as an honor and a tribute to probably the greatest baseball announcer of all time?
Absolutely. Oh, producer Josh is going to be there. All right, we expect lots of pictures, producer Josh, in honor of Vinny, who obviously will be missed, is already missed. All right, it's time. Let's hit it, Josh.
It's The Morning Answer, Friday, free-for-all. One thought and one thought only. No screener. The last word goes to you. Yeah, it's like radio Twitter. But as always, please, no obscenities. Let's keep it clean out there. 855-785-8255. Now, let's get this going.
All right, we'll start things off right on top. We go through these quickly, so when one call goes away, you dial 855-785-8255. Daryl in Anaheim, you start today. Hey, Daryl.
Good morning, Big G and future press secretary, boss mama, sorry about that. I suggest for Mr. Craig Cope, that pure Norco business who shot those little monkeys, you should rob him. He needs to get a good attorney and sue their butts off for $100 million.
Let's do it, Daryl. $100 million. Brent in Los Angeles, you're up next. Hey, Brent.
Joyous Jen and General Grant.
Hello.
Our most recent elections demonstrate that the devil's Democrats and rampaging rhinos have yet again been crushed by our righteous and courageous President Trump, who God has touched and chosen to rescue America from the demons of our day.
Amen to that, Brent. 855-785-8255. Glenn in Ontario. Hey, Glenn.
Yes, a Florida sergeant who was caught on camera assaulting a fellow officer has been charged this week. And the reason it's key is if we go up to somebody on the street and assault Johnny, you get arrested for assault. But if you assault Johnny and he's a police officer,
I'm tired of his nonstop going after police officers. It just never ends.
Look, gentleman's prerogative with that gong. 855-785-8255. Sam in Costa Mesa, you're up next on the Friday Free For All. Go, Sam.
Good morning, Jen and Grant.
Hello.
Good morning.
Why did the Denver Broncos wear white jerseys during Super Bowl 50?
Why did the Denver Broncos wear white jerseys during Super Bowl 50?
Why
because
did
a white Bronco is hard to catch in California.
Now that I like. Excellent job. That's how it's done. 855-785-8255. Call in right now. One line open. Carlos in Cabo San Lucas. Hola, Carlos.
Hola, Miss Horn. You left some items in your room, and would you like them sent to you or your roommate, James in Garden Grove?
Oh, you can just send them to James. I'll see him later.
Yes, you looked like you had real fun with him.
They listen to every word. 855-785-8255. Bill in Los Angeles. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill. I love you guys. I'm a 36-year law enforcement officer here in Los Angeles.
Thank you for your service.
You brought up a great point with the IRS collecting ammunition, but I want to tell you it's not only the IRS. Many government agencies are trying to dry up the market so that they can take whatever's available away from civilians. And that's the reason they're doing that.
It's ridiculous, Bill. Thank you so much for your service and the phone call.
If that could be proven, that they're really legitimately trying to buy all the ammunition to dry up the market, we could really prove that. Oh, boy, we have big problems in this country.
I know. Project Veritas may be on the case for that. Paul, in Palmdale, you're on the Friday Free For All. Go, Paul.
Good morning. I have a limerick for you.
I love it. Go.
I have finally found the prognosis, said the doctor with his diagnosis. I have read the reports. You'll keep staining your shorts. You suffer from flatular hydrosis.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing.
Pretty
excellent
good
job,
right
Paul.
There.
I like that. Andre, Los Angeles. Hey, Andre.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Greg. I love y'all show. I love both of y'all. Thank you for everything
Grant.
You do. I'm a Navy veteran.
Thank you for your service.
I love you too, bro. Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to Warriors Road. We have veteran and first responder equine service. So if you want to ride horses, come
love
out
that.
And see us at Warriors Road, USA.
Warrior, give it one more time.
Warriors Road, USA. Come see us.
Warriors Road, USA. Andre, thanks so much for the phone call. Don, City of Industry. Hello, Don.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Grant. I got a great idea, I hope. Well, you know, in L.A., we have St. Vincent's Hospital. We have the Vincent Thomas Bridge. I nominate St. Vin Scully for the patron saint of baseball.
I love that, too. Scully Stadium. And by the way, a little factoid with the tip of the hat to my dad. If you watch the series X-Files, Scully and Doggett were named after the Dodgers team. It was Scully, Mulder, and the third character they brought in was Doggett. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Your dad knew Vin Scully because he knew the cousin's wife, whose friend is best friend from the high school. You keep trying to figure it out.
Much more direct. Alex in Castaic, you're on the Friday Free For All. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. Love you guys. You guys are the best.
Thank
Wanting
you.
To say something, maybe the first time, and maybe not the last time. Can we say Trump and Elder 24?
Yeah, baby. Trump yes. Elder. I love it. Got a ring to it. All right, one more. Just because it's been a good free-for-all, don't blow it. Joe in California, all pressure on you. Go, Joe. 10 seconds. Joe?
We leave
Rick,
it
Marina
with
Del
the
Rey.
Gong.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Quick.
I need your preferred pronouns because I'm writing you in.
Oh, good.
I'm writing you guys in for political
I'm
candidates.
I'm
gonging.
I'm she, her. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to use the gong.
About 12 times. It was so good today. You almost didn't have to. Excellent job. Round of applause to all of you for your participation. Excellent. Participation trophies all around. Hey, have a great Friday. Make it a great weekend.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.